Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I am all about healthy living, and so of course it rubs off, luckily, on my 8-year-old daughter. And Andrea, I know it rubs off on your kids as well. But what happens when our kids start telling other kids, oh, that's bad for you, and they don't get the best reaction? What do you think? Do you think we should tell our kids not to do that? I'd love to hear your thoughts, and then I'll share mine.
You know what? I spend a lot of my time educating my kids on how to live healthier, how to be healthier, how to eat healthier. And when they tell other people and they're repeating the information they heard from me, it makes me proud. But they sometimes come up against resistance when it comes to other people. So people don't like to be told what to do, especially coming from, you know, a little kid. So I'm kind of torn on this on the topic, but I do think that the kids are our future generation of healthy eaters, and they're the ones that need to help spread the word.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it can be tough. I'm definitely not a milk does a body good person, especially regular, you know, factory farmed, you know, milk that they're getting at school. And so my daughter's friends will be surprised that, you know, Lila, why aren't you drinking your milk? And she'll say, oh, well, it's not good for you. And they're like, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? And they'll start quoting all the milk commercials. And then I'll feel like, God, I don't want her to be seen as an outcast because she won't drink her milk. But at the same time, I just don't want her to. So, I tell her, don't tell the other kids it's bad for them. You know, on that note, just tell them it's not something that your mom wants you to drink. Just blame it on me, because I think it's going to get too complicated if she starts talking about, you know, these things that she doesn't really understand, or that the other parents are going to come back and say, why did you tell my kid that, you know, milk is great for you? I mean, maybe something like artificial colors that isn't as debatable, but maybe because my issue's dairy. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, the milk board definitely has, you know, they're a very strong board. So you're right. She might be up against quite a bit of resistance. There was a situation that happened in my son's school not too long ago where there were some kids drinking some diet drinks. And I mean, my son's in grade 4. So drinking diet drinks to me is completely ridiculous for, you know, an 8 or 9-year-old. But so there were some kids in his class drinking some diet drinks. And this one child in particular who claims that she's very healthy. Her mom is very well educated. And she goes around telling other kids how she eats healthy foods and how they should eat healthy food. And then this one time she happened to be drinking a diet drink. So my son said to her, he's like, you know that you're drinking something that has aspartame, which is not healthy for you, right? And she kind of got all huffy. I mean, they're 9-year-olds, right? But she kind of got all huffy. Yeah. And then she... And then she told the teacher, and she said that he told the teacher that, you know, my son was telling her what she should and shouldn't eat. So then my teacher went over to my son and said, you know, it's not nice to tell other people what they should eat and or that things are bad for them. And he came home and he was pretty bummed about it. Like, he was pretty upset because he was like, you know what, Mom? Like, I know chemical sweeteners are not good for us. And here's this girl, and this particular person was, you know, goes on and on about how she eats so healthy and how we all should eat healthy. But yet when I told her something, you know, she got upset and told the teacher. So do I think it was right that the teacher told him that? No, I don't. I actually think the teacher should have used it as a learning experience, especially because they teach the scary 7, which are the 7 worst ingredients found in packaged foods at their school. And artificial sweeteners are one of them. And anyway, so it kind of got us a little bit upset. But at the same time, it kind of opened up our eyes to the fact that not everybody wants to hear it, especially in a learning environment.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny you say about the learning experience. I think the teacher should have said something like, well, actually, honey, you know, or Ann, or let's just make up a name, Susie, you know, he's right that... diet drinks really aren't good because they do contain, you know, we've talked about the scary 7 and they do contain one of those. So you really want to be careful with it, or something in like in a gentle way. I think when you say the word bad, it does put people on the defensive. Even though I use that a lot, there was a guy I was dating years ago and I went to his house and I just was like, everything in your kitchen is bad. And he got so upset. He's like, that's not the way to approach it. You know, you've got to be a little more tender and caring. So I thought, okay, I think for all of us, when we're trying to get other people to change their habits, a little gentleness goes a long way.
No, and I totally agree with you. And you know what's funny? When I first went back to school to become a holistic nutritionist, I was very right-wing. I was like learning all of this, you know, I was learning all this great information, and you become radical because when you first learn about how food is affecting your body and how these chemicals are, you know, creating a little bit of excess weight on us, or not function, our organs aren't functioning the best that they can or optimally, you kind of start to get all this great information, you want to share it with the world. You want to get out there and go, wait, everybody, don't you know that that piece of gum you're eating with artificial sweeteners is hurting you potentially, right? So you want to share and spread your information. But at the same time, people, if they're not interested or don't want to hear about it, think you're annoying and think you're bugging them, right? So you have to be careful. So I've kind of gone very much from the right to kind of in the middle. I went to the right, I went to the left, I kind of swung back and forth, and now I'm in the middle, and I share the information with people who want to have it shared with, like, who want to listen, who want to get informed. And more people are starting to get informed, so it's great. But yes, I mean, shoving it down someone's throat is never good, because if you're not ready to hear it and the person's not ready to hear it, they're not going to listen anyways, right? So you're kind of wasting your time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, I love talking about this because it gets me thinking about maybe our kids, you know, I don't know, maybe they shouldn't tell their friends what they should or shouldn't eat, or maybe they can say it in a gentler way, or, you know, it all depends on the personality of the other kid, right? I mean, some kids might be like, oh, I didn't know that, thank you, or, oh, yeah, I do, like my daughter's like, I want to take care of my body, I want to know these things, or other kids, you know, if their parents maybe aren't as health conscious, it's something that, you know, might not even be on their radar, and they don't want it on their radar. It's really a tough decision.
Yeah, and I think for most people, like, you know, one thing about learning to, when you start getting into this lifestyle and start wanting to get healthy, a lot of people don't know the information. So it's a matter of, you know, just, you're like you said, being gentle in how you present it. Or if you start, sometimes if you start with the kids, like when I spoke to a grade 4 or 5 class, and, you know, what was great is that the next day I started getting Facebook messages and emails from parents and, you know, messages from the teacher telling me how the class was, they love the information, and they were so, you know, happy to have me in the classroom and share it with them, because their kids now went home and taught them how to eat properly. So, you know, that's what's so fantastic when we reach the kids, because it's these kids who are going to grow up, and they're the ones that are going to be making these decisions for their family, right? So the more information we have, you know, a lot of people will think, oh, they're just kids, they're, you know, they won't grasp the information. They grasp it and they understand. You know, when I asked a classroom of children, you know, how many of them chew gum, all of them pick up their hands. And then when I asked them how many feel side effects or how many feel something after they chew their gum, half the class picked up their hands and said, you know, I get headaches, my sister throws up, she gets nauseous.
Wow.
So kids are, they're very in tune with their body. So we have to start with our children. Now, if your children, you don't want your children going out there and preaching, which, you know, we don't recommend that you do, then maybe what you could do is get them involved in the community, get them to do speeches. Like my son, he does he does talks with me all over the city. Like, he is amazing, and he writes his speeches, and then he communicates this to people. And let me tell you, people listen when they hear it from a child.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, too. That's really powerful. And I think what you just said, I mean, I would be so proud of my kid. I mean, it's great what he's doing. And it he obviously takes pride in sharing that information. So I'm sure, I'm not surprised it hurt his feelings when that girl was like, no, you know, did she tell him he was wrong about the diet soda? Or did she just blow him off? What happened?
She got huffy and told the teacher.
Oh, that's right. She told the teacher. Okay. Couldn't she have just had a mature 9-year-old conversation about it and say, you know, I really would rather you not say that.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess that's what they're taught, right? Something bothers them. Something bothers them, and they go and tell the teacher. But I mean, I think the teacher should have emphasized that he didn't do anything wrong, though. Maybe she should say, you know, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'll be honest. I'm stumped. But I don't think she handled it correctly.
Yeah, I mean, she told my son that he was wrong. So I think she, like I said, I think she could have turned it into a learning experience. And I think that she could have definitely taken the opportunity to teach the kids about what's healthy and what's not. But you know what? We'll get there. And I think the more and more we become aware of what the ingredients are, and the more that, you know, our children become aware of it, we will get there. And we need more advocates, more health ambassadors, like we like to call them at Naturally Savvy, to get out there, and especially child health ambassadors to help make a difference, you know, and spread the information.
Oh, totally.
All right. Well, until next time, that's the end of our show today. Stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.